is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk about the competition Survivor on CBS with somebody who was just voted off the island. But first, Willow Shields was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars, even though she was the top scorer of the night. The 14-year-old Hunger Games star is the youngest celeb in the show's history. Week in and week out, she's been earning higher scores than competitors, but she got eliminated this week. Fans took to social media to blast show producers. Can't believe Willow went home when there are contestants there who can't even stay on beat. Dancing with the Stars is rigged. And another tweet said, even the judges thought tonight's elimination was a mistake. Here's the full list of scores, starting at the bottom with Robert Herjavec of Shark Tank. He and Kim Johnson had a score of 31. So did The Bachelor Chris Soules. Rumor Willis had a score of 35. Noah Galloway and Sharna Burgess, 36. And Riker Lynch and Allison Holker had a 37. Willow Shields also scored a 37 with Mark Ballas, but she was eliminated. And Nastia Lukin and Derek Huff led the parade with 38 out of 40 points. A professor says TV audiences are addicted to judgment porn, also known as reality TV. The professor explained reality TV is pornographic because the audience is finding satisfaction in another person's humiliation. The theory is that people on screen don't have to take off their clothes for a show or video to be pornographic. If people drool as they watch people embarrass themselves, it qualifies as porn, according to the professor. The public's lust for porn in the form of reality TV showing our neighbor's humiliation has spilled over into the internet. Social media networks spread judgment porn every time we share and link and tweet the latest story or video intended to fill us with satisfaction by exposing a fellow human's moral failings. Recent examples range from leaked Sony emails to ESPN reporter Britt McHenry caught insulting a clerk at a towing company, or Ben Affleck trying to hide his slave-owning ancestors. For some reason, we refuse to avert our eyes because it feels too good to get high on someone who has fallen so low. Society can't get rid of its addiction by going cold turkey. Instead, he said, we should judge with the understanding that we're not perfect either. Did you see this? Pennsylvania teenager this week set a new world record by solving a 3x3x3 Rubik's Cube in 5.25 seconds. The teen was part of a competition at a high school over the weekend. He is the first American to hold the record since 2006. The previous record was 5.55 seconds, set by a Dutch teen in 2013. Rumor has it that Bruce Jenner has signed on to do a risque photo shoot once he has made his gender transition. No word on which media outlet will get the photos, but he wants to help raise awareness for the transgender community by showing off his body. He hopes it'll be a tasteful shoot. Jenner recently had breast implant surgery and plans to have a sex change surgery down the line. Survivor contestant Joe Englem of Scottsdale, Arizona, has been voted off the island, but now he'll be on the jury to decide who wins.
Awesome.
Hey, Joe.
Hello, Mike.
How are you, sir?
I'm excellent, sir. How are you?
Oh, okay. I survive.
Got it.
Now, you've been cast off Survivor, so are you a bitter ex-Survivor player?
Oh, not at all. Not even close. I'm still a lover of the game. Even more so, I think, after the facts.
So what did you in?
You know, I think a little bit of myself did me in. Just once I got out there, you know, it's hard to control yourself all the time. And, going into that first challenge, you know, just the adrenaline and the moment and everything, just kind of all my pregame strategy went out the window, you know, and I ended up painting a pretty big target on my back on day one. So, yeah, we are the writers of our own destiny in Survivor. So everything you do has an equal and opposite reaction.
Yeah, so your strategy was what at the beginning?
You know, just to kind of go in and float and not be such a big target. I knew going into the game that I was going to play hard, so I really wanted to not be in fifth gear and try to stay more in like second or third. But yeah, just, you know, the adrenaline of the game takes over. First challenge, you can't help it, but want to go flat out and win. So tried to play not as strong of a game going into it.
Yeah, almost kind of fly under the radar so you don't get noticed, because if you get noticed as being too strong a player, you're pretty much out your go.
Exactly. Exactly, Mike.
So what was the locale like where you were? Tell everybody where this was filmed.
So this was filmed on the west coast of Nicaragua, which is Central America, on the real thin land strip. It was, you know, muddy mangroves, a lot of, you know, crab holes and beautiful, gorgeous little coved beaches. It was paradise. Paradise. But it was a little bit harder. I mean, it was warm during the day. At our Nagarote Beach, it got pretty chilly at night. You know, we had to kettle for some body heat, and we used like hot rocks for body warmth at night, you know, rocks from the fire. So it was nice. We were actually blessed with pretty good weather out there as well, so couldn't complain too much.
So is this a place you'd go back to on vacation?
Oh, absolutely. It was gorgeous. It's, I don't know for anyone that's really visited, you know, Central America, but it's very similar to, I mean, it's right next door to Costa Rica. So it is just gorgeous beaches, beautiful ocean, and breathtaking views.
But back home, you're a jewelry designer, is that right?
I am. I'm an artist by trade. I paint, draw, do sculptures, and I make a lot of jewelry. So it's more commission-based pieces. It's, you know, more customer-specific. But I have a lot of different jobs. I'm kind of an all-collar person, if you will.
A jack of all trades.
Yeah, exactly.
So now you're going to be on the jury that's going to decide the winner. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so myself and Haley, and then the next six, I believe, to be voted out, we'll all vote for a winner.
What will shape your decision on that?
Well, as a fan of the game, I respect people when they make it to the end who are able to own their game and are able to really paint for the jury a picture of how they played the game and what moves they made to get to the end. It's pretty evident, you know, who makes it to the end due to what reasons. You know, were they strategic, and did they make moves, or did they have a big power play where they changed the dynamic of the game, or were they just carried to the end? Or, you know, there's a lot of different dynamics of how to get to the end. But for me, it's just self-awareness and really selling to me and the other jurors why they deserve my vote. You know, why should I give you $1 million versus the other person that's sitting next to you? So, yeah, there's a lot of factors, but honesty, self-awareness, and gameplay.
All right. So now tell me about the host, Jeff Probst. What can you tell me about him that, you know, kind of struck you after you finally got a chance to meet him, you know, face to face?
Jeff is so much cooler than I thought. I mean, you get to see, you know, Jeff from the on the show, but Jeff in the game, and maybe this is just for my season, but I've never seen Jeff more excited and animated and just in it. I mean, he was every challenge. I don't know if you go back and rewatch some of the episodes, he is fired up. I mean, he is right there in it with you, yelling at you. He's in your ear. He's in your face, and I love it. I mean, that fuels my fire. So, yeah, he's way more intense and way more badass, if you will, in real life.
All right. Well, this show has been going on for so long, I guess there's no end in sight. It's just a popular show.
You know what? I think it has something special that it's so different than any other show. You never know what you're going to get every season. I mean, obviously the basic dynamic of bringing a bunch of random people together who have never met and putting them in a survival scenario where they have to now deal with each other, and they're going to be hungry, and they're trying to all survive each other. I mean, it's brilliant. It's just a brilliant social experiment game, and it's interesting. It's interesting to see how, you know, when you're getting broken down, what do you do? How do you handle stress or adversity or all of it? It is. It's a really cool thing. So I think that there is no end in sight for sure for Survivor. I hope not. I'll keep watching.
Absolutely. Joe, thank you so much. I'm glad you survived Survivor, and thanks for spending some time with us.
Oh, of course, Mike. Thank you for having me, man. So, yeah, so hopefully we'll get a chance to talk again.
I hope so. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.
With Survivor Cast Off, Joe Englum, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. America
Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.